Welcome to Doom Scroll. I'm Lisa Curry.
Hey, and I'm Matt Sheffield. And we got a lot of news as usual, all the news. And my favorite story, it's a sequel to our lead story last time, Peter Navarro, in jail.
Yes, I love it. I wish I had noisemakers from New Year's Eve to spin around. Just imagine it in your head. We're not going to put them in post so you're not annoyed, but just hear them in your head.
That's right. Yep. He reported for a 4-month prison sentence at the Federal Correctional Institution in Miami. And of course, he had to throw a little tantrum outside. And it's just like, this is yet again, Donald Trump let somebody else take the rep for him. And they're idiots and they continue to do it. That's what it comes down to, basically. But hey, this is the first one of those assholes that has ended up in the pokey and hopefully won't be the last. Steve Bannon had the same thing.
On the bright side of this is we might end up getting prison reform because if you'll remember with all the January 6th people that ended up going to jail, there's a lot of MAGA folks who are now claiming that jails are awful and we're treating these people like animals. And it's like, that's been the case. I mean, not that I'm concerned about the January 6th people in the slightest, but the prison system is pretty bad. I don't think it'll actually change, but at least it'll get a little attention with this.
Yeah. I mean, because let's be honest, they only care about those specific prisoners. They could give a fuck about any other ones.
Isn't that what they are?
That's right. Called them hostages? And patriots also.
Psychotic.
Yep. But and the thing is though, like Biden should be hammering this shit every fucking day. Mm-hmm. Like imagine, because it is literally the equivalent of a presidential candidate being like, yes, those Islamic fundamental terrorists that did this thing here, we've got to let them out of prison. These helpers of Al Qaeda, they were accomplices. Like they're patriots and all, and it's like there's so much shit that Trump says that most just general people that don't pay attention to shit, they have no idea that this stuff is going on. And it's like, please fucking say something, Biden. Just like at least every few days you should mention this. And by the way, Donald Trump wants to pardon the January 6th terrorists. Say that every fucking day, like because no one will know unless you do. Like that's the reality.
Yeah. It's so, I think there's just he is too psychotic too often. And
yes.
I think part of the thing with Trump is people are just exhausted of him. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I deliberately miss because I'm like, I already hate him, so I don't need to be informed on everything. It's not like I'm on the fence, but there's so much, it's constant. It's like a geyser of shit. There's only so much you can pay attention to.
Yeah. Well, no, and Steve Bannon actually used that shit metaphor when he was talking about their PR strategy. He was like, we have to flood the zone with shit because then people won't pay attention. That is literally what they're trying to do. And so, that's the thing. If you want to be able to ignore Trump, you have to promise you're going to vote against him. That's all I say. You don't want to. Yeah, that you'll show up on election day and you'll vote against him. I think
Please,
that's a
for
fair
deal. And everyone that supports him, everyone that's on his side. What a bunch of psychos.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then so Donald Trump, of course, he lost his fraud case in New York for lying about his properties, saying they were worth more than they were worth or bigger than they were. And he has to pay $464 million for it. But in New York, you can't appeal a fraud judgment against you unless you front the money beforehand. And Donald Trump has had to disclose that he doesn't have the money.
Sadly, I've seen online just like little old ladies that support him that have bought his horseshit, saying that he's being persecuted and this is unfair and it's unjust, and these like boomers are saying on Facebook and Twitter and wherever else that like, set up the GoFundMe and I'll be right there to help him. I'll give everything I can. It drives me nuts because, like, the right is so willing to open up their pocketbooks and give money to these lunatics, absolute lunatics. Yeah. Even the most poverty stricken among them are like willing to give all their money to stupid shit like this.
Well, and no, and like, that is what's so outrageous, because we have talked about, like, there is the possibility that he's bled MAGA dry, right? Remember we talked about that earlier, and somebody had launched a crowdfunding campaign. So just to kind of do another callback to another episode where they were going to do the GoFundMe for the civil judgment against him. So I just pulled it up, and the Stand With Trump fund the $355 million unjust judgment. The goal was to raise $355 million. It has raised $1,481,000.
That's already too much.
And yeah, and you can be, yeah, and you can bet, like, almost all of that is, like, from 80-year-old widows who are like, I need to support God's servant. Here, Donald, take my money. And it's like, no, you need that money. Don't give it to this shithill.
It's coming from their Social Security.
Yeah, or whatever it is, or their dead husband's pension or something. It's just like, that's like, it is so outrageous and so disgusting that they would take the money. Like, that whole, again, these people don't, they don't, I mean, I'm not a Christian, of course, but like, that whole idea of the widow's mite, like, you shouldn't take money from somebody who is poor for religious purposes. That's literally in the Bible.
Yes,
by Jesus, and that's what this is. They were stealing these people's money, and it's fucked up. So yeah, and but anyway, but the good thing is, though, that since he can't raise the money to do his appeal, New York Attorney General Letitia James is actually probably going to be able to impound some of his properties.
Oh, God, I love it. Please take them all. You know what, as somebody that I grew up just outside of Chicago, and I've always claimed Chicago as like my proxy home, I would like, firstly, for her to seize the property that is on the Chicago River. That it's just this abomination that just says Trump on the side of it, of course. And I would like that one to go first, because it's polluting the city.
Yeah,
if I may put in a request.
Yeah, I can just picture, like, the giant padlock on the door. Oh God, that's going to be Christmas right there. we need that, Letitia James, please.
Well, so many of the properties he owns are like condos or whatever, which is why I know specifically, like, one of his buildings in New York there was a lot of upheaval during COVID because people were saying, oh, that should be cleared out for the homeless. And it was like, well, it's not actually a hotel. It's mostly condos or whatever. And I hope when they seize I hope they seize the properties, and I hope everyone just gets to live for free for a while. Cause fuck him. I mean, I don't think that that's anything that's legally plausible.
Oh my God, Lisa, she needs to turn it into a place for people who showed up at Mexico, migrants who are up
for people seeking asylum.
Yes, asylum seekers. Oh my God.
And every one of the, like, construction workers or whatever that he's ripped off over the years and not paid their contracts. Like,
oh, that's another good idea. I like
this. Yeah.
See, she needs to tune
I've got good ideas. Let me, Letitia, give me a call.
That's right.
Another judge. I'm starting to really love judges, actually. Another judge, the one in his hush money case, has denied his bid to prevent Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels from testifying. It just keeps getting better.
I know. This is outstanding. And of course, these are the same guys who are always like, I'm against censorship. I'm for free speech, but we can't have Stormy Daniels testify. Can't have Michael Cohen. Literally, the two people that were involved in this, besides Trump. So yeah, and so it is going to be absolutely hilarious. It is perfect timing, by the way, for Stormy Daniels, who, like, she because there's a new documentary about her and Donald Trump that is out right now, actually, and I haven't seen it yet, but I definitely am going to watch it because. It It really says something pretty shitty about our political system that a stripper and porn performer, it was the only one who actually held him accountable for a while. So my hat's off to her in that regard. But she was like, yeah, so it's an interesting documentary, but yeah, it's going to be hilarious, I think, this trial, because it's just taking out all of his dirty laundry to the Christian right.
I can't wait. And Trump camp already puts on quite a good show in the best of times.
Yeah.
Oh, in the middle of a conflict, we're in for a real treat, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that one. And then finally, the last of our real trials of Donald Trump segment here, we have he threw Alina Habba, his lawyer, under the bus.
Surprising. Which, he's not done that to anyone, has he?
No. Not known for that at all. He's a very loyal man. And so what happened with this is, so there's a woman who said she was suing because she said she was sexually harassed by an employee at Mar-a-Lago. And Alina Habba, who at that time was kind of just like she literally worked for a company that did parking lot, managed a parking lot, the legal affairs Amazing. For a parking lot. And she pretended to be friendly to this woman and was like, I could represent you in this case. But she was also representing Donald Trump. And so she like tricked her. Yes. No, like she can actually completely get disbarred over this for what she did. And so anyway, so they sued Trump Mar-a-Lago and Trump specifically. And basically Trump was like, okay, well, I will not try to get this suit thrown out because I can't. So I'm going to settle this. But whatever agreement between us So Trump basically he was trying to get the suit dismissed, but he couldn't. And so there's a settlement between this woman. It's going to go forward. And then in the judgment, the settlement, they're saying, Alina Habba, any litigation you want to pursue against her, you can do it. She's not part of this settlement. And I have to think it's related to the fact that she ran his lawsuit from Letitia James, basically made him lose over almost $500 million.
Well, she was Alina's also the ding dong, and she is very pretty, but she's also the ding dong that said you can fake being a lawyer, but like she said something, look, this isn't a direct quote, but like it's more valuable to be pretty. And I'm like, well, it's made her some money. So I can't argue with it. I work in the entertainment industry where having a brain is not, it doesn't do you any good. As a matter of fact, if anything, it's a handicap.
Yeah, but on the other hand though, like if you're smart, you can at least get a makeover. And if you've got like a really big, I don't know, ears or a nose or something, you can get that. If you have enough money, you can get that taken care of. So I don't
know. Sure, but how do you get the money in the first place? Being pretty.
Well, yeah.
Time is a flat circle, Matt.
Okay. Well, okay. Maybe you got me there, Lise. In our next news item, and who knows if this is going to change or not, Republicans in the House have been once again playing kick the can with a government shutdown. And everybody's so sick and tired of this bullshit. It is the dumbest, most idiotic game in the world. And so now they have once again said they're going to do a last minute funding deal regarding the Department of Homeland Security, but there's still no actual legislation. And so the idea is like, okay, well, you got to do something. And I'm sure it's going to only be another 8-week funding bill or some shit like that, because these people are incompetent.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's so
this
stupid.
Feels like I'm a, so it's like a song they just keep playing every once in a while. I feel like there's just this constant cycle of like, ooh, we might shut everything down unless we get what we want. And it's like, I cannot imagine, I will keep saying forever, these people work for us. What is this charade? What is this local theater production they're constantly putting on. I'm tired of fucking seeing it. Do your job. Shut the fuck up. Get everything done. Like, they're they spend so much time talking about how they can't get anything done, or they might not be able to get anything done. And that's all they do, it seems like.
Well, it's, and then they also, yeah, and they whine about, well, Joe Biden doesn't do this and that. And it's like, you guys can't even pass a fucking budget. And all you want to talk about is Hunter Biden's penis. Like, get just past the goddamn budget. Jesus. Yeah. And I don't know. Speaking of other psychos, though, I think finally the world is really, really having it with Benjamin Netanyahu, the fascist prime minister of Israel. And yes, I did say fascist because he's a fucking fascist. And so, and Chuck Schumer, the Senate majority leader of the Democrats, he actually said, he was like, look, this, the problem is, like he said, that's what every person with common sense about has been saying about Israel and Gaza, which is Hamas is evil and they need to go. And Netanyahu is evil and he needs to go. And nothing good is going to happen until they're gone. And let's just stop pretending that there is any other possible reality-based solution here, because there isn't.
Yeah. It's not, it's something like 70 or 80% of Israelis oppose his leadership anyway. What are we doing? Why is he still, it's also, if they have a democracy only on a technicality, like they're barely a democracy because Muslim people don't have the same rights. And I don't know. Do we talk about this a couple of weeks ago?
Can we even talk about that, Lisa, here in our electoral college country?
Can we even when our election process is, when the Democrats' entire platform is, well, what are you going to do? Vote for Trump?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, like all the people, though, who wanted Biden to go away, like you should have said this at the end of 2021. Like that was the only time you could have said it. And I have to say, and then some people have been doing these, you know, every 4 years, like these midwit pundits come out. They're like, oh, what if the president substituted somebody else as their running mate? Like they do this shit every 4 years and it's so goddamn stupid. And it's like, well, what if Joe Biden drops out? What if and the one person that they never say, hey, what if Donald Trump drops out? Notice how nobody ever says that.
Yeah,
the one guy who is completely insane and demented and a fucking criminal rapist, that's who should drop out. I don't want to hear about anyone else. If you're gonna,
I would like him to drop something else too.
I actually don't get your joke there.
That's too violent. I was gonna say drop dead. It's not violent, really.
That's not violent. You can say that
on record. I hope he lives forever. Wink.
in a vegetative state. There we go.
I hope he drops into a coma or drops into a pot of boiling water. Yeah, I think the reason like we don't even fantasize about that is there's no way he would never. He would never. He's such a psychopath.
Well, and then at the same point, like why Joe Biden is not going to get rid of Kamala Harris and everybody, people, because like, and she's not that great, like I'll be honest, but like what vice president is picked because they're fantastic and everyone loves them and they're charismatic and wonderful and smart,
not one.
Beautiful. None, not one, not one fucking person. Like whether it's Mike Pence, whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's Dick Cheney, whether it is George H.W. Bush, Al Gore, like no one picks the vice president because they think they're charismatic and hilarious and a great leader.
Yeah, they're like, can they help me campaign? Great, that's all I need.
And will they not upstage me? And that's it. Like, and guess what? Kamala Harris checks those boxes. So if you're complaining about her not being amazing and adored by everyone, that's not the point, guys. Which is, it's so dumb. Like people whose job it is to cover politics professionally, they get paid millions of dollars and they don't fucking know that. What a disgrace.
Yeah, it's like,
anyway,
just watch the television show Veep. You'll get it. You're there to go travel around the country, have a little bit of ice cream, say some platitudes, go home. That's your, any one of us could be vice president. Any one of us.
That's right.
Vanna White is basically a vice president. That's what she's doing.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's true. It is true. And but speaking of pitch people, Kristi Noem.
This next story is a super fun one. And we will play the clip so you guys can see it. Kristi Noem has dropped two different infomercials on Twitter. The first one for a Texas-based dentist.
Well, hi, I'm Kristi Noem. I'm the governor of South Dakota and had the opportunity to come to Smile, Texas to fix my teeth, which has been absolutely amazing. For years, I have needed to have an adjustment to my teeth from a biking accident, and they have been absolutely phenomenal. I think that I chose the team here at Smile, Texas because they're the best, first of all. I'd studied a lot of the work that they had done and talked to a lot of people that had been here, but also because they were so kind. They wanted to make sure that I was happy with my smile.
And then a second one for a South Dakota-based yep. shoe insole company.
We are at Fit My Feet in Rapid City, and these guys are amazing. They have totally built me inserts for running, separate ones for my cowboy boots. I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to be like Bionic Woman now, right?
Right.
So come see these guys out in Rapid City. Actually, what towns are you in?
Rapid City, Sioux Falls, Rochester, Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, Sioux City, Iowa, and Brookings.
Just wait. I'm going to be amazing.
These are pretty low rent, I have to say.
Very.
Even as somebody that is auditioning for commercials regularly, these are, listen, not below me. If you guys want to hire me to do a commercial or an insole commercial, I will. But I'm also a comedian. Anyway, now she's being sued because she didn't disclose whether she was paid for the Texas ad. And
yeah,
even if she wasn't, she shouldn't be hawking bullshit in infomercials. What are you doing, lady?
Well, see, I'm still trying to figure out because, like, I think that she did this to prove that she's totally shameless to Donald Trump mm-hmm. because this is the kind of shit that he does. Like, he's the only, like, he has had those ridiculous NFTs of him. You remember those?
Oh, my God. Well, and now he merchandises everything. He's as bad as Kiss. I'm waiting for the Donald Trump coffin to come out. And now he has those horrendous shoes. Horrendous shoes. That he selling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's his outreach to the Black community, which is mind-numbingly racist.
And the shoes look like somebody took some 90s shoes and spray painted them and put tea on the side.
Yeah, they're really bad. They're really bad. So, I'm somebody with gold sneakers. So I literally own a pair of gold sneakers.
You're not wearing your grill today either, Lisa.
It's really embarrassing. The merchandising of the right is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for any kind of political figure. I mean, like, right before Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, there was all these people that had like RBG merchandise. And I'm like, have you ever read any of her writing? Like, it's not that I'm not saying you have
and they
to,
came up,
but to buy
yeah,
her
no, and
stuff.
They came up with the name, the Notorious RBG.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Oh, I hate it. There's like tea towels and plates and all kinds of, I'm like, guys, we can't make pop stars out of these people.
Yeah. Well, of course the difference is she was not involved in this bullshit. It was just people trying to make a buck. Yeah. And like, so I think that that's what Kristi Noem was doing. She was like, see, Donald, I am as shameless as you. I will lick the floor if you tell me to. I will lick your taint if you order me to.
I think that's what this ad I don't want to see.
See, I had worked up to a litany there and then popped it on you at the surprise there.
Yeah, it all ties back in with him paying off porn stars. It comes back around full circle, everyone.
Yeah, it does. And I guess in other news, though, not
in other delicious news.
Oh, man. Okay. Hey, so doctors.
Speaking of undercooked bacon.
Okay, so doctors in Florida, they filed a report for the medical community about a man who had complained about having really terrible headaches that did not respond to headache medication. And so they did respond
to worm food. Wood chips.
Okay, hey, you're getting ahead of the story here, Lisa.
Sorry.
Okay. So they brought him in and they ran a preliminary x-ray on him. They're like, what are these things on his head? What is that? And he was like, did he get blisters or something? And then they ran a CAT scan on them and him, and it was tapeworm larva in his brain. And he was apparently fond delicious. Of eating undercooked bacon.
Yeah, they won't tell us which Florida man this was. So it's probably somebody in Congress.
Or somebody running for president, very possibly.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, yeah, that would be a good explanation for why Trump says the shit that he says.
It is. I don't understand undercooked bacon. I like my bacon crispy and nearly burnt. Just from a taste perspective, let alone, forget the tapeworms. For the right food, I would risk tapeworm larva in my brain, but not for undercooked bacon. That sounds terrible. That sounds awful. Also, how do they know it's from undercooked bacon and not something else? Because if this man's eating undercooked bacon, I'm sure eating a lot of fucking weird shit. Unless that's maybe
Okay.
Specifically,
so it's even.
Get rid of, oh
yeah,
boy,
no,
it's worse?
It's even worse. Yeah. Mm. So okay, so the way that tapeworms work, this kind of tapeworm, normally they infest pigs in their brains, and so like they go and they lay their eggs in the brain, they hatch. And the worm grows down through the pig's body and it lays and then they deposit like little wormlets or eggs in the pig's poop and the pigs eat their poop and it gets back in their tract and then goes in their brain again. So this guy was basically eating.
So it's like human centipede, but with pigs and worms.
And himself. And one person, human centipede. That's what this was, Lisa.
He had two of his ribs removed so he could be a one-person human centipede.
Yeah, no, he stuck. He just stuck a.
God, I hope nobody's listening to this over breakfast. Fuck.
We stuck a vacuum cleaner hose in one end and up the other end.
This is the most we've ever made ourselves laugh. Horrific. Yes, oh man. Well, speaking of sexual proclivities.
Nice. That very good segue. Continue.
Far-right Ohio Republican Senate candidate said he didn't make a gay profile on Adult Friend Finder. His intern did it. The profile was accessed within a span of a few hours back in 2008, according to AP, and it sought men for one-on-one sex. Now, here is the thing. I don't want to shame these people because I think it is feeding into their own... I don't like...
Neuroses.
When people on the far right do this and we're like, see... closeted gay all along. It's like it kind of gets into this fuzzy area of demonizing being gay or like gay sex acts or whatever. I just beg these people on the right to let gay and trans and otherwise queer people live their fucking lives, because then this kind of thing isn't a scandal. who cares? I don't care that this guy made a gay profile. I care that he's on the far right, which fights against gay people having rights. Do whatever you want, but consensually, just stop trying to legislate other people from being able to do it. It's fuck off.
And then call in yourself the party of freedom.
Also, this like weird, like, oh, no, freedom. No, my intern did it. What are you talking about, man? That is not even a plausible lie. Your intern did that?
What are you saying? That's a joke, Lisa. It's a joke. although I have to wonder, like, oh, no, no. It's like, yeah, who does that to your boss?
A couple years ago when there was that, famously, Ted Cruz was exposed for, like, the only tweet he faved was a porn tweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, nobody's, oh, I slipped and I tripped on a stair and I faved it or whatever. No, come on. Stop it.
Well, come on now.
It's so childish.
His hand was very slippery now. But, well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know, like, if that... Like, I would feel like this guy, Bernie Marino is his name. He would have fired the intern if that was real. Like, because he used his work email address, his own work. Like, if that was, you discovered that that was a joke. And like, what kind of a joke is it if no one even knows about it? Like, that's not a joke, guy.
What kind of a joke is it if nobody knows about it? Excellent point. Also, if you're going out with a bang and you want to prank your boss in such a way and you want to like screw them, it would be much bigger. You wouldn't just make this profile. It would be, if I wanted to screw over my boss in some way, or like,
you'd make the profile and you'd screenshot it. You would screenshot that bitch.
You would screenshot it. You would call the Huffington Post, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And the only reason we know about this is because Adult Friend Finder got hacked and their usernames and password stuff were posted on the internet. And the AP was like, ooh, let's see if I can find Bernie Marino and all these. So like, hey, my hat's off to those AP guys. Like, that's got to be the worst job in the world to go, look through that database and be like, okay, I'm going to look through politicians in here. What? How big should my list be? But hey, my hat's off to
whoever. Yeah, how many people are on that? It's also like, people are still, the bigger news story here is that people are still using Adult Friend Finder. I mean, Grindr.
It still exists, right? Because it's like, God, it's got to be like 30 years old or something. But
yeah,
you know, it's clearly serving a need, though, clearly, because like,
I guess
you will be damned to hell if you post nipples on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
So at the very least, it's doing a public service in that regard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we have reached the end of the internet here. That's it.
Yeah, that was all of it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Send us your gay sex profiles. Friend Finder profiles.
Yeah. Oh, actually, maybe we should plug Caitlin's thing. You want to talk about that for a sec?
Oh, yeah. Friend of the show. Caitlin Bailey, if you were in Los Angeles, guys, friend of the show, Caitlin Bailey is doing her one-woman show, Whore's Eye View, which she is a former sex worker.
Speaking of sex.
And she does,
speaking of sex.
Oh, yeah. Her show is, she's one of the smartest people I know. She's incredible. She's an incredible performer. She used to do stand-up full-time. And now she has this solo show that she's touring around. It's just sold out a ton of theaters in Australia and New Zealand, and she's bringing it to Los Angeles on the 26th. She is performing at Sadie's Pole Dance Studio, doing her one-woman show, which does not include a pole dance, but provocative location. And it's going to be great. And we're going to be there. So if you were in the market to stalk us, this would be a great opportunity for you. Also, it's going to be a great show. So you should come to that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, if you're in LA or Southern California, hopefully you can make it on the 26th.
Yeah. So March 26th. I think it's at 8 p.m., but you guys can figure that out. Look her up, Caitlin Bailey. It's K-A-Y-T-L-I-N Bailey. Also follow me on Instagram, please. Olympian Lisa Curry.
Awesome. And then make sure to follow at Doom Scroll Show as well on all the places. So all right, well, we will see everybody next time, and hopefully some of you on the 26th.
Yeah. See you there.
All right, bye.
Bye.